Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 911, and our topic is training. The title is Teaching Lat Engagement in Squat, Bench, and Deadlift. So lat is short for latissimus dorsi. It's a muscle you have along the side of your upper body. It actually is across your back, but where most people will see it is up under their armpit. And what its involvement is in the main lifts, we'll explain. But it essentially helps with kind of bracing and positioning the shoulder itself. And we're going to go through the squat, bench, and deadlift, talking about what the purpose of the lat is for each lift. Some assistance exercises you can use to learn how to contract the lat in the proper manner related to that lift. And then some extra resources you can learn for technique. The idea of today's podcast actually came from a listener request. So somebody chimed in and sent an email asking for how to teach lat engagement in the bench press. So we decided to do it for squat, bench, and deadlift, since those are the main lifts of powerlifting. And the person who sent in the question is a powerlifter. So this goes to show that if you send us in a question, we'll answer for you. So I ask all the time for anyone ever to send in any questions they ever have. So thank you for those who do that. And if anybody is ever afraid to do it, please don't hold back. So the podcast is a chance for you to get anything and everything you've ever wanted to know answered. So this is truly the best opportunity you'll have in your life to get rid of uncertainties, to actually learn why the answers are what they are. So, for example, I'm helping a trainer right now with getting ready for a vacation. She's preparing for a vacation, wants to get super shredded, and we're kind of doing all these extra little nuances. So we made a podcast yesterday. I believe it was yesterday's podcast. Let me check out the podcast listing. I do these so often I kind of forget. Okay, there we go. Yes, yesterday's podcast. It was titled podcast number 909. Oh, okay, I see. So I'm actually making today's podcast on a different day so than when you're listening it. Okay, so number 909, which will be two podcasts ago from the time you listened to this one. There you go. So now I'm on the same page. So podcast 909, titled Event Prep, Cutting Fat Before Vacation, we talk about helping a personal trainer get ready for a vacation. She wants to get super shredded, super lean, but she has to get through a surgery. There's some just complications. So how do you handle that? What do you do in certain situations like that? So we made a nutrition program, training program, supplement program, and we made a podcast. And in one of our replies back to each other, she said, currently listening to your podcast about my program. So neat hearing the why behind things. I love learning this way. And that's what I'd encourage you to do as well. Use this podcast to learn the why. So if we know why we're doing what we're supposed to do, it's a lot easier to adhere to it. It's a lot easier to kind of be invested into it, excited about it. So use this podcast. This is your opportunity to learn anything you want to learn. So thank you to those who send in questions. And if you ever want to, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Okay, so now to the actual content. So thank you for getting through the intro part there. So the first lift we're going to look at is squat, and we're actually doing these just kind of in the order that you would do. If you're a power lifter, your goal is to do one rep max, like the heaviest lift you can do one time in the squat. Then you go to the bench press in the competition, then you finish up with a deadlift. So we're just kind of doing this in the order of the competition. So squat, the purpose of the lats, and again, that's latissimus dorsi. If you don't know what that is, just search for it on YouTube. So the purpose of the lats is to pull the shoulders down towards the hips to prevent kind of forward rounding of the shoulder joint. So this prevents thoracic rounding. Thoracic is reference to the part of the spine that's related to like the shoulder blade area, kind of your upper spine. Not like your neck, but kind of the area related to your shoulder blades. So that area, especially if you do high bar squats, if you know what that term means, that's going to be a greater risk of, if you don't have your lats tight and you get any kind of forward tilt more than you usually would, you're going to have a lot of rounding in your upper back. It's going to basically look like the bar's bending you forward, but trying to snap you in half, and then you just grind your squat up, and then you wonder why your back hurts. So high bar positions in squats helps to, you don't need to lats to be as tight. Now, that comes from a lot of people who do high bar squats will have an Olympic lifting background, and or they'll be like kind of quad dominant. They might have a long torso compared to shorter femurs. So there's a lot of body types that will favor more of an upright squat position in terms of torso position, which then favors a high bar position. And a high bar position doesn't require your lats to be as tight, assuming everything goes perfectly. The second you get tilted forward, if your lats are not tight, you're going to get destroyed. So it's very helpful for somebody who's high bar squatter to learn how to get their lats tight, because it can help protect them when they get out of position. If you're a low bar squatter, that means you are going to have the bar lowered down your back, and that's going to bring the bar closer towards your hips. That involves a more forward torso position. That's actually easier to prevent thoracic rounding because the bar is a little bit lower, so you're shortening the lever arm from your hips to where the bar is. However, you're in a more forward torso position, so it actually still demands the lats to be tight. So the lats have to be tight for a low bar squatter as part of just holding good position. Whereas for a high bar squatter, they more so need to be tight just to catch you if you get in bad position. So, whether you do high bar or low bar, it's important to have the ability to have your lats tight. So, what are some ways in which we can get the feeling, the sensation of having your lats tight for a squat? One of the best ways is just to do lat pull downs where you pull the bar behind your head. So, if you do a lat pull down and you have the wide, kind of the wide long bar that you typically use for pull downs, wide overhand grip, instead of pulling to the front of your face, you want to sit more upright and actually angled slightly forward and pull the bar down behind your head. Now go slow if you've never done these before so you don't crack yourself in the back of the head. But essentially you're trying to pull that handle down to where a bar would sit for squatting. You're learning to pull the bar down into you when you squat. Now, this sounds insane, and when people are not used to this concept, if I told you I want you to pull the bar down onto you, you'd be like, why the hell would I do that? I'm trying to squat this. Why am I going to pull it down onto me? Doesn't that kind of make it heavier? No, you can't pull a weight down and make it heavier. It's still going to weigh the same amount. What it's doing is it's allowing you to get a tighter contraction in the lat muscles. So if you have a bar sitting on you and you're kind of pushing up on the bar because you're afraid to have it kind of touch you, so if you're pushing up on the bar, or if you're just neutral tightness, you're not doing anything to the bar, you can flex your lats as hard as you want, but they won't be as contracted as if you were to pull the bar down into you. So it's literally like you're trying to bend the bar over your back. That allows you the deepest, most well-contracted, tightest position for the lats. So that's actually going to make you the most protected. So it sounds weird to tell you to pull the bar down onto you, but you should, okay? Now, we have a YouTube video on our Brutal Iron Gym YouTube channel that'll help explain this with visuals. So you want to go on YouTube, search the terms Brutal Iron Gym, squat setup, and tips. And it's the and symbol, not the word and. So Brutal Iron Gym, squat setup, and tips. You'll see an image of my mom with a bar on her back, and there's actually a part one and a part two. But great video. We talk about how to get that tightness, why you pull the bar down on yourself, talk about head position, talk about foot stance, all the good stuff. Another thing you can do is if you do lat pull downs behind your head, and typically I would do them for like 6 to 10 reps, something that's like kind of challenging, but you can definitely get a really good deep contraction in the lats. So it's not so heavy you can't actually get a full contraction. You're going to do that for like 3 sets, maybe 4 sets of 6 to 10 reps. Now, sometimes if it's a small gym and you have access to the equipment, I'll superset that with my warm-ups of squats. So I'll do a set of the lat pull-down behind the head, I'll go do a set of squats. I'll do a set of the lat pull-down behind my head, go do a set of squats. Now, if you're in a big commercial gym, it's not going to happen. You probably have to do all of the lat pull-downs by themselves and then go to the squat rack. What you can do in that case, then, is you can get a PVC pipe from Home Depot, Lowe's. You can get one sent freaking Amazon. Just get a PVC pipe. Some people will talk about a broomstick, but I actually like something that has a little bend to it because you can actually feel how you're manipulating the object. So I prefer a PVC pipe over a broomstick. But what you would do is you would put it in place where the bar sets on across your upper back, and then you're physically going to pull the PVC pipe down around your back. Like, you're actually pulling it to where the ends of the PVC pipe actually lower, like, say, 2 or 3 inches, because you're pulling the pipe down onto you. You'll feel how that flexes your lats to do that. That's also a good indicator of how wide your hand should be in a squat, is where do you feel strongest in creating that pull-down effect. So I popped my shoulders out of place when I was in high school and football, and I have a lot of like injuries and torn up stuff in my shoulders. So for me, I have to have a very wide hand position. I actually grab out near the collars of the bar, so I have to actually squat with J-cups that have the bar racked inside a normal J-cup width, because I put my hands right where the J-cups are, essentially. Some people, if they're more mobile, they can damn near put their hands right next to their shoulders and still have their hands on the bar, which is insane. Good for you. So people will say, well, how wide is too wide? How narrow is too narrow? Pull a PVC pipe down across your back. Where you feel the strongest in doing that is probably a great place to start with your grip. And then you might have to modify over time and, you know, change your finger positioning depending on your wrist health. But that's essentially kind of a good place to start if you don't know where to start. But that's going to be the two cueing exercises that I would suggest people use, is lat pull downs behind the head. Get used to contracting your lats, getting to used to pulling something down in the position of where the bar will rest, and then using a PVC pipe or broomstick to kind of mimic the position of your squat, but actually pull down on that device to get, again, the sensation of your lats flexing to pull your shoulder joint down towards your hips. Now, you're going to need to maintain that pulling down effect the entire time you're squatting, but it's important that you don't pull down to the floor, you pull to your hips. So, especially in low bar positioning, if you squat and your torso starts to angle more forward, has more forward tilt. I'm not saying you lean forward. I'm just saying your tilt is more forward as you squat. You still want to be pulling the bar down towards the hips, which are now going to be kind of behind the shoulders. So we know at the bottom of the squat position, our hips are not directly underneath our shoulders. Our hips are actually behind our shoulders. You want to be pulling the bar back towards your hips, not towards the floor. That's important to kind of be mindful of. Otherwise, it's going to feel like you actually are pulling yourself into the floor and that you actually are causing rounding. So you don't want to round your upper back. So you always want to be pulling the shoulders towards your hips, not towards the floor. Very, very significant distinction difference there. Okay? Now, we offer free video technique check. If you upload a video to YouTube using the hashtag BigFormCheck, BigFormCheck, so BigFormCheck, we are Brutal Iron Gym, hence the acronym BIG, Big. If you upload a video to YouTube and you use the hashtag BigFormCheck, I have that hashtag notified to give me kind of updates when people use that hashtag. So if you take a video of yourself squatting, and you use the hashtag BigFormCheck on Instagram, I'll give you free technique advice. Free. Completely free. And you can actually search that hashtag BigFormCheck to see kind of the advice we've given already and a couple different posts we have about teaching technique. But it's absolutely free, 100% free service. There's no catch. I don't try to sell you anything. I'm just going to tell you, you know, how to help what you're doing do better. So that is the information for squat. So we know the purpose of the lats is to pull the shoulders towards the hips to prevent thoracic rounding. The assistance exercises are lat pull downs behind the head and then PVC pipe kind of pull down in the squatting position. You have information available to you on YouTube to learn more about squat setup. You go to YouTube, you search Brutal Iron Gym, squat setup and tips, and there you go, it's an awesome video. And you have free technique review if you upload a video to Instagram using the hashtag BigFormCheck. Awesome. Okay, so that's the information for lat engagement for the squat. Now, lat engagement for the bench press. What the person actually wanted that I'm getting to at 14 minutes and 23 seconds of the podcast. So thank you for your patience. But the purpose of the lats in the bench press is to give an extra plane of structural stabilization to the shoulder joint. What this means is when we get in position for a bench press, we should have our shoulder blades pinched together, so there's kind of an inward-outward kind of stabilization to the shoulder. Then, we want to actually use our lats to pull our shoulder down towards our hips. And that's going to be kind of an up and down plane of motion, like up and down the plane of our body. Tightness for the shoulder. So our shoulder is braced inward and downward. That's going to give it the most stabilized position. So that way, when we contract the muscles around the shoulder joint in order to kind of straighten our upper arm bone out into the press, the joint that we're trying to fire all the muscles off of is locked in place, nice and stable. If your shoulder is loose at all, you're going to lose an enormous amount of power because you don't have stabilization for that power to be fully expressed. It's like if I'm trying to squat on a Bosu ball, like one of those physio balls that people use for exercises. If I'm trying to squat on a Bosu ball versus squat on the ground, there's no way in hell I'm squatting my one rep max when my ankle's about to snap in half. So if your shoulder is not fully supported, you're not going to be able to output as much power as you actually have. So you'll feel kind of confused. You'll feel wondered, like, why in the world, you know, do I suck at benching when I feel like I'm stronger than this? Well, it's because your stabilization is probably crap, and you're not able to fully express the strength you actually have. So the purpose of the lats is to give that extra plane of support. Your rhomboids, your lower traps, those are kind of the muscles that deal with kind of pulling the shoulder blades together. It's going to be the lats that are getting involved with kind of pulling the shoulder joint down. Now, there's a lot of details to musculature positioning and involvement that I'm skipping over. So we're just kind of thinking of this as broad scope. So if you're a physical therapist or somebody, don't rip me apart for kind of not getting super detailed about this. But the general idea is that our shoulders should be braced. They should be pulled inward and downward, meaning like inward towards each other and downward in regards to our shoulder being pulled towards our hips. So it's down the plane of the body, not down towards the floor. Okay? Now, the existing exercises for bench press is actually an odd one. I've played with, I've been a personal trainer for 19 years. I've helped over 2,500 people in regards to clientele history and student history and stuff when I used to teach at university. So I used to teach physiology and weight training and stuff. So I have an enormous amount of experience in regards to showing people something and seeing if it translates well to the main movement. So, for example, in the first exercise, like squat example, we said lat pulldowns behind the head. Does that translate well to pulling the bar down in a squat? Hell yeah, it does. I've seen it happen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. So I'm only 37 years old, but I started personal training when I was 18. So I've been doing this for 19 years. Like I said, over 2,500 people. I have found that doing lat pulldowns to help the bench press does not really help much. It's not the right type of positioning to have it transfer. So if you're vertical position, doing a lat contraction with your arms from overhead, and then you lie into a horizontal position and you try to have a lat contraction where your hands are actually extended not vertically with your body but perpendicular to your body, it is not a direct correlation, and people have a lot of hard difficulty kind of mimicking one sensation translated to the other. So what I've found instead is to do a bench press without hip support. Now I'm going to explain this in a second. But essentially, we're going to bench press where our butt doesn't touch anything. What that forces the person to do is to find stabilization in their feet and upper back. Since they're only using their feet and their upper back, their feet are going to be pushing themselves into their upper back because it's kind of like a triangle. You have to have even pressure on all parts of the triangle, otherwise it falls over, right? So we want to have even pressure through our upper back and our feet. As the person creates upper pressure in their upper back, it then starts to make more sense of how to then flex your lats and why that would make sense to do so. So to set up benching without butt support, we take a yoga mat and fold it through or three times, and that's going to elevate your upper back about like a half inch to an inch off the bench. You then want to put 45-pound plates, if you're doing metal plates, on the ground underneath your feet. If you're doing bumper plates, probably a 25-pound plate's thick enough. But you're trying to, like, it doesn't have to be exact, but if you're elevating the upper back using the yoga mat an inch, you want to have some kind of, like, you know, elevation in your feet about an inch. So that way you can set up with the exact same body position as if your butt was touching something However, your butt's going to be an inch above the bench. So if your upper back was elevated an inch, your feet are elevated an inch, your butt will be elevated an inch. And what this is going to do is it forces you that you cannot be lazy in body tightness. Since the only things touching are your feet and your upper back, every single freaking thing between your feet and your upper back has to flex to support that position. It's like a bridge, an arch and a bridge, right? So the arch has to have full support the whole way around, otherwise it collapses. So if you take away the hips in a bench press, you're creating an arch from your upper back to your feet. All of your muscles then have to contract and tighten. Now, I've used this dozens and dozens. I don't even know. I don't count how many times I use special techniques. But every single time, it's awesome, and it translates very well to people getting big PRs and stuff in bench press. And it actually works really well with females. So a lot of the female bench pressers I've had that are lifting, benching over 150 up to near 200, this technique has helped them really learn not only lat engagement, but overall body tightness as well as leg drive, leg support. So this has more of a global technique benefit than only for the lats. Now, what we want to pair with this is a concept. I want us all to kind of think through what I'm about to explain right now. If you have the physical capabilities to do what I'm explaining, do it. But if you're driving or if you're doing something and you can't, let's just kind of use some imagery here, and I want you to follow along with me. Imagine that we're standing straight up and down, and your arms are just kind of hanging at your side. What if I told you that I want you to reach for the floor as hard as you possibly can, but I want you to stay standing straight up. So you can't lean forward, you can't tort your body anyway, you have to stand straight up, and you're just going to reach your fingers down towards the floor. What you'll feel is that the musculature underneath your armpit contracts really hard, right? Okay, so if I have my arm dangling at my side, I stay in a standing position, and I reach really hard for the floor. You'll feel the musculature underneath your armpit contract. That's your lat muscle. Okay? So I want you to do that 10 times. You're going to reach down to the floor for about a second or two, then relax. Reach down to the floor for a second or two, and then relax. And what you'll feel is that muscle underneath your armpit, your lat, is going to start to get kind of annoyed at you. It's going to get sore. It's going to say, hey, leave me alone. I'm starting to burn. But you're going to get more mental awareness. What that feeling is, it doesn't really matter what our hand is doing. What's happening is our lat is pulling our shoulder down towards our hip. So you can now, instead of reaching your fingertips down to the floor, I want you to take your fingertips and put them on your belly button. So your upper arm is still pointing down to the floor. It's still down by your side, but your fingertips are at your belly button. I now want you to kind of pull your elbow down to the floor. So you're going to try to touch the tip of your elbow down into the floor. And you're going to again feel your lat flexing. That is teaching you now that it's regardless of what your hand is doing, all you're simply doing is pulling your shoulder joint down towards your hip. Now, the next stage, I want you to extend your arms out in front of you. So like you're walking like a zombie, okay? So your arms are extended out in front of you. I want you to do that same feeling of pulling your shoulder down towards your hips. So you're not going to bring your arm down. The arm is still going to stay parallel to the floor. The arm is still straight out in front of you like a zombie. But I want you to pull your shoulder down towards your hips. And again, what you'll feel is that lat muscle tightening to brace your shoulder. That is the feeling that we want to have when we're on the bench press. So if you notice, if we're in that zombie position where the arms are extended out in front of you, that's the same position you'll be in when you bench press. You're just standing right now instead of laying down on a bench. But the arms are perpendicular to the body when we bench press. I want you to think of that when you set up in your positioning. Lay down on the bench. You'll have your feet in position, upper back in position, do all the good things you'd normally do otherwise. But I want you to think of, okay, my arms, if I'm laying on the bench, my arms are pointing up to the ceiling. But I still want to have the sensation of pulling my shoulder towards my hip. That is going to give you the feeling of what it feels like to have your lat contract to brace your shoulder. So you can go through that process however long you need, however many times you need, and maybe you need to do it right before you bench press a couple workouts. But that's going to give you the sensation, the mind-muscle connection to contracting your lat, separated from where your upper arm position is. So you need to learn how to flex your lat, pull your shoulder down towards your hips, without pulling your elbows close to your body. When you bench press, you can't lock your upper arm bone next to your body, right? So I want you to go through that sequence, and it'll definitely help you get a feeling of what your lat feels like. You can then set up in that no butt support, no hip support bench press, and mimic that same feeling as well. So you have an enormous amount of tightness, the legs are tight, the core is tight, everything's nice and tight and flexed. Okay? Now, if you have lower back pain when you do this, you want to mimic the sensation of holding your pee. So if you just stop yourself from peeing, you can practice that right now. So literally flex the muscles that would stop you from peeing. Then I want you to pull your belly button in towards your backbone. Like you're flexing your stomach like somebody's about to punch you. If you have lower back pain when you bench press, it's because you're over-contracting your low back, your lumbar part of your spine, and you don't have enough abdominal support on the front side. So hold the P, belly button in, and that's going to help you alleviate lower back pain when you're in the bench press position. So those are the cues and kind of the assisting exercises that we can use to learn the sensation of lat tightness in bench press and kind of build our ability to identify that position, that concept, and be able to maintain it while we bench press. So you should do that the entire time you're benching. That should never relax, ever. Now, to help us with education, we have our YouTube resource. You can search Brutal Iron Gym, Bench Press Technique, and Basic Information. And this time the and is actually the word and, not the little symbol. So Bench Press Technique and Basic Information. That's on our Brutal Iron Gym YouTube page. Now, we still have the big form check. You can upload any video you ever want to Instagram for any exercise. This can even be bodybuilding exercises. Include the hashtag big form check, and we'll give you support in regards to technique review. Okay? Now, the last one we're going to go through is the deadlift. So the purpose of the lats in the deadlift is the exact same purpose as the squat. It's to prevent thoracic rounding. And it also helps, a little additional benefit, is it helps keep the bar close to us. So the closer the bar is to us when we deadlift, the closer the center of the gravity is to the center of gravity of our body, the less strain we have on the lower back and the less strain we have on the upper back. So if the bar is closer to us as possible, it's going to have less thoracic rounding, less lower back stress, and then by flexing the lats in that position, it keeps the bar close to us as well as keeping the shoulders pulled towards the hips, not towards the floor, towards the hips, which prevents thoracic rounding. Now, our assistance exercises of learning this concept for the deadlift are cable straight arm pull downs. So that's the first thing we want to do. Excuse me. So we do cable straight arm pull downs. Now that can be done just like the squat thing where if you're in a small gym, you can kind of do those in between your first practice sets of deadlift, or you have to do all of them by themselves and then go to the deadlift if you're in a bigger gym. But that's, again, kind of like three, maybe four sets, and I usually do 6 to 10 reps, and I'll usually pause at the bottom contraction because it helps kind of get a better feel of that lat contracting. Now, if you don't know how to do cable straightener pull downs correctly, you can search our Brutal Iron Gym page. You can kind of just search anywhere on YouTube. Check and see out what those are. Now, in our gym, we have a machine that has the capabilities to do independent arms at the exact same time. So you can do like kind of both arms at the same time, but the each arm moves independent of each other. That's the best variation to do if you have availability for that. So that is going to be an exercise that helps us strengthen that concept, get kind of more mentally connected to that concept. And then an additional technique you can use is banding the bar from the front. So you may have heard of like bands for lifts, like banding squats, banding deadlifts, and things like that. Typically, they're banded straight up and down, vertically. You can actually create band tension from the front of the bar, like out in front of the bar. And then you have to flex your lats to keep the bar close to you. It's a great way to kind of identify the feeling of what it, like the importance of lat tightness. Now, on YouTube, there's a quick little video on a YouTube channel called Fitter Than Ever DK. It's like a 13-second video. It's awesome because it's great visual. It's titled Front Banded Deadlift. So if you go to YouTube, type in Front Banded Deadlift Fitter Than Ever. and you'll see a video of somebody doing this. So it'll make more sense as to what the hell I'm talking about. But we don't have the band pressure from straight down. We have the band pressure from out in front. And then you're pulling the bar towards you so the bar doesn't get pulled away from you while you deadlift. That would work for sumo and conventional. And the cable straight arm pulldowns, by the way, works for sumo and conventional. So just how in the squat, we said there's two different positions, like low bar and high bar, and it works for both. The concepts we have for the squat works for both. The concepts for deadlift works for both conventional and sumo. But that's going to be the best way to kind of learn how to keep your lats tight in a deadlift is going to be cable straight arm pulldowns before you would deadlift, and then banding the bar from the front while you deadlift in your warm-ups. So our YouTube support for these is, again, Brutal Iron Gym YouTube channel. The first one would for conventional deadlift, it's titled Conventional Deadlift Setup and Weakness Training Advice. So if you just type in Brutal Iron Gym Conventional Deadlift Setup, you'll see the video. For sumo deadlifters, you type in Brutal Iron Gym Quick Sumo Deadlift Tutorial. And it's a real quick, awesome, detailed tutorial for how to set up sumo deadlifts. But they're going to talk about lat tightness, how you get the lats tight, when you get the lats tight, in the sequence of getting your positioning correct, your breathing correct, and all those things. So those are awesome YouTube resources. And then again, we have the big form check. Just take a video of yourself deadlifting, include hashtag big form check, and we'll give you advice for free, okay? So this is the information we have for how to learn lat engagement in squat, bench, and deadlift. For each of them, we have kind of the purpose of what the lats do. We have the assistance exercise. We have the YouTube video support. And we're prompting you to do big form check. I literally am giving you every bit of information you need. Now it's up to you to practice. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy. You might try these things and it doesn't really make sense at first. Email us. Send me a video on Instagram. Whatever you need. Like, I'm your coach. I can help you out with this, okay? Just let me know. Let me be involved. So if you feel frustrated, if you feel defeated, if what we're saying doesn't feel like it's working, let me support my information. Let me help my back myself up. So reach out and I'll help you. I promise. Okay. So hopefully this was helpful to kind of understand kind of the purpose of the lats for each lift and then how you can learn to identify the sensations that would be involved in each lift. Now, we do also have monthly programming for strength development. We have male strength development and female strength development. You do train a little differently if you're male versus female for powerlifting, okay? There is a difference due to the weight load capacities for individual exercises. So you would not need as isolative movements for females as you do for males. And you don't need as much recovery time for females as you do for males. So there is significant difference. So make sure if you don't know that, reach out to us and let us show you with the programming. So our monthly programming is $50 a month. There's no contract. You can get a couple months worth and then just keep it for the rest of your life. But it includes a training program that's updated every month with new exercises. Every exercise has a tutorial video. It tells you the sets and reps to do. We include nutrition information on how you can write your own nutrition program, and we support that process. We have morning motivational quotes. We have accountability tracking. We have free technique review and free educational support. And it's all included in the $50 a month monthly programming. So if you want to learn how to do stuff correctly and you want to do it in the most efficient manner to get the most bang for your buck in terms of time and energy spent in the gym and in food, just email us. Again, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. You can sign up for the monthly programming. Again, you just sign up month to month. There's no commitment on your end, and all of the programs can be run multiple times. So we have some people, they got 3 months worth or 4 months worth last year and then just kind of didn't pay us and re-ran them during the holidays to save money and for Christmas gifts and stuff. That's awesome. The whole goal is that I know other places offer monthly programming and they do a shit job of it. So I wanted to do a good job. So this is good programs. Okay. If there's anything at all you need, again, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Like the listener sent out the question for today's podcast, you're always encouraged to do that as well. So if you like today's podcast, if you think it was helpful, click like on the podcast platform you're on. It takes a half of a second to do it, but it's significant in helping the podcast grow. And then please consider sharing the podcast. The more good information we share into the world, the more people we can help live their happiest and healthiest lives. So it's very significant, it's very meaningful, and thank you sincerely if you do share the podcast. Also, if you like the information that we present in the podcast, we always post on our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube channels for social media. So always Instagram, so check that one out for sure. You can follow us and you can click the little bell on the homepage to get notifications when we post something new every day. So I know if you're following, you know, a crap load of people, you're going to miss some things. So click on that bell so that way you get notifications. And then if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, this podcast is truly meant to be what you need it to be. Just let us know at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.